Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today we're in Mark chapter 6, verse 45 to the end of the chapter, verse 56, and it's the place where Jesus famously walks on the water. Now, after the feeding of the 5,000, he makes his disciples get into the boat. They go on ahead of him. He dismisses the crowd. He goes up on a mountainside to do what? To pray. Later in the night, the boat's in the middle of the lake. He's alone on the land. He sees the disciples straining at the oars. The wind is against them. He goes out, walking on the lake, and he's about to pass by. But when they see him, they think he's a ghost, and they cry out. They're terrified. He speaks to them and says, "Take courage. It's I. Don't be afraid." He climbs in the boat. The wind dies down. They're completely amazed. They'd not understood about the loaves, interestingly. Their hearts were hardened. When they crossed over, they land at Gennesaret. They anchored there. People recognize him. They run through the whole region, carrying the sick to him. And wherever he goes, villages, towns, countryside, they bring all the sick people to him, begging him to touch even the edge of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. So what's going on here? Well, in this passage, as in the rest of Mark 6, and in fact so much of the Gospel of Mark, we have here the struggle of the followers of Jesus to grasp and internalize the significance of the abilities, the identity, and the character of Jesus, in particular his divine significance. His powers here demonstrated as being the same as God's powers, having power over water, storm, wind, loaves, and fish earlier in the chapter. We also see his compassion. The feeding of God's people, like Yahweh does, feeding with teaching and instruction and actual food, as well as protection from enemies, which are here symbolized by the realities of wind and waves. And what's the purpose of all this? At least in part, it was written to inspire the church in its struggles to understand and to persevere, knowing why they were doing it. This enables us to be patient with one another as we all struggle to grasp who Jesus is, because let's face it, you and I still only see part of who Jesus is. And it helps us as we read these passages to be drawn closer to Jesus, closer in trusting him, having confidence in him, and indeed loving him. It also helps us to be better equipped to make a difference for Jesus as we take him out into the world, take that message out into the world. Ah, these disciples, don't you feel a bit sorry for them sometimes? They keep seeing strange things that Jesus does, like walking on water. It's not like he said, "Don't worry, chaps, at some point I'm going to be walking on the water. Just look out for it." They had no warning of this. He knows they'll be fine. He doesn't actually need to intervene on the lake, but there are some lessons for them to learn. So he goes to them in compassion, and the wind and the waves are calmed. When the disciples see Jesus, they're afraid. They don't understand who he is. But he joins them in their confusion. He joins them to reassure them, "It is I." Very similar to the way God speaks of himself in the Old Testament. "It is I. Take courage. Don't be afraid." What does he want to give them? He wants to give them what we also need: reassurance, instruction, an affirmation of our identity, being with him as his followers, and a sense of his compassion. What might we take from this story? Have patience with yourself and other people as you and we all grow into a fuller understanding of who Jesus is and of our faith. Identify where the wind is against you right now, and trust that Jesus has a purpose and is willing to help. It might be his tool to give you an epiphany. God's path for us often lies through the storm to the other side. Perhaps it'd be good to spend some time today in prayer, asking him for wisdom about this, for strength, and the ability to trust him when the wind is strong and the waves are high. He is with you. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.